Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Up next here on the WIP Morning Show will be Brandon Graham. Not currently up right now. That would be your Philadelphia Phillies. Lost 4 of 5. Appear to be incapable of driving in runs with people actually occupying the bases. Center field. It's been a disaster so far this season. For CBS Sports, Jeff Kerr, the numbers are alarming. Batting 151, which is 27th in the league. Strikeout rate, 29.7% for 23rd. Slugging, 208. 1 home run, 6 RBIs, and 3 runs. Phil's Giants again this evening, 6:45 p.m. live here on 94 WIP. Jesus Luzardo starting for the Phillies. NovaCare Rehabilitation, your trusted physical therapy partner throughout the Delaware Valley. Schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com to get back to what you love. Chance of an early shower, then partly sunny, windy. High 65, it's currently 59. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Yeah, the Phils have been a drag, that's for sure, in the last week. But the Eagles gave us an all-time, all-timer when they drafted Brandon Graham back in 2010. BG, of course, recently retired. Prior to that, stuffed another Lombardi trophy in his back pocket. Then, like a boss, walked to the podium at the parade and said, "Ain't not one but two." Obviously, BG, one of 4 athletes in the history of Philadelphia Eagles football to have won 2 Super Bowls, which is phenomenal. Now, Brandon's going to join us in just a moment, and we have an announcement to make regarding Brandon and the radio station and how you can be involved. But, John, our first chance to talk to BG since the retirement, which, of course, gives us the opportunity to, you know, let's remember part of what made Brandon Graham such a special player for us here in Philadelphia sports, and obviously one of the great people we've ever met in Philadelphia sports as well. BG, a legend. This moment made him a legend. Single biggest defensive play in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Play, period.
Single, yeah. I mean, just, it was an all-timer. But wait, ladies and gentlemen. There's more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, and begin it did. But wait a minute, John. But wait, there's still more.
33 seconds to go. And Pickett will take the football and take the knee. And that's going to round it up. We will count down these seconds for you.
That'll do it, boys and girls.
They are jamming the field. 18, 17, 16, 12, 11. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
Well, and rejoice we still are. What a game, what a season, what a team, what a player, what a person. Brandon Graham. But wait, there's still more. Because coming up on May 5th, this is in just a couple weeks, your opportunity to attend an event with Brandon Graham that we are putting together here at WIP, because May 5 is officially BG Day on WIP. BG Day on WIP coming up in 3 weeks. As for the entire day, the radio station will honor Brandon, his legendary career, epic stories, some of his teammates, of course, joining us on the show and all the various shows that day with special guests, moments from Brandon's career. I'm going to put this out there. He played a lot longer than Earl Thomas did. I'm just saying that. By the way, won more Super Bowls than Earl Thomas did. I'm just saying that also. May 5th. Brandon Graham Day, and that night, one night only, after all this programming during the day, all the shows, all the guests, that night, BG will take the stage. I will be up there with him. A little question and answer session going through his career. Brandon will be reflecting on his incredible life and career, and ladies and gentlemen, you can be there. Tickets are on sale right now. Right now, just went up, 94WIP.com. Get your tickets. Get them now, 94WIP.com. Behind the scenes of one of the most legendary storied careers in the history of Philadelphia sports. We're calling that night BG Live. WIP presenting BG Live from the historic Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. And the Star of Stars will be there that night. The legendary, and we thank him for his career. First time having him on the show since his retirement. We love him. Number 55 on May 5th, Brandon Graham. Brandon, congratulations, pal. How are you, Brett BJ?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good.
You deserve it all, Brandon. You deserve it all.
Man, I appreciate you, man. It's been such an honor to be here, you know, just everything that happened this year from my career, man, I mean, trust me, you know I'm a mess, but at the same time, I'm so happy with my decision, excited for what's to come, and you know, just can't wait to go dominate on whatever it is that I'm going to do next.
Good for you, man. Well, I'll tell you, one of the next things is going to be this night, and Brandon, we're going to have hundreds of people out there, and you know they're going to be showing you the love. I mean, I'm going to institute a rule. If someone walks in without a BG jersey, don't get in. Yeah, just don't bother. No, tickets on sale right now, 94WIP.com. Brandon, what is it like to have won the Super Bowl in your last game that you ever played? What is that like?
Man, you know what? Some stuff that you normally go over in your head, like after the season on what happened and all this other stuff, it's just what happened in my mind is a good thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm trying to get corrected for the next year and trying to figure out how we could be better as a team, even though I am thinking about that now, how are we going to do it. But at the same time, it's still in a good way just trying to get everybody, enjoying that moment of, man, I really can't say nothing at all other than I was just sad that it's over because of how together we all came, you know, at the end. But, boy, I'm so thankful that I did. I see how Selleck feels when he left the game. And, you know, he always tell me, you know, he made the right decision when he looked back on it. And I'm happy with it now because I trust that, you know, I trust that what he said is true because that's how I'm feeling. You know, it's like, man, it feels great to go out on your own terms and now get ready for change.
How do you feel physically, Brandon?
Oh, I feel good. Man, I mean, it ain't start hitting me yet either, but I am still working out myself just to stay in shape because I know everybody got their money on me going the other way.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's
right. Let me go ahead and make sure I take care of it just because I want to be healthy, honestly, just be here for my kids, man. There's so much that I want to do with them and, you know, it's just so much that I want to get accomplished as far as, you know, myself to see and challenge myself on where I could really go, you know, in my life and, you know, not just be a football player, but some far more greater.
So you're having a chance to spend some more time with your kids this off season, maybe than what was before over the last 15. How else are you treating this off season different than the last 15?
Well, it's not the stresses of, man, I got to make sure I'm ready for next week. Oh, I got to do this. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
sure.
the check-off boxes of what you got to do and what you got to get ready for because when you get back, everybody's back and everybody's looking good and trying to get ready for the 2025 season. All that stuff that you really don't notice that, you know, you think about that's like almost a worry almost in a good way because you're excited but some things to come. But now I can look at it from a fan point of view and be like, man, wonder how we going to do in the draft. Can't wait.
Sure.
And, you know, you just wait on them days. You know, you count the days down, but you still ain't thinking about it because you know that you're not going to war with them this year. You really just watching them go to war themselves, and then you critique how you see them working, you know. So it's going to be different.
How much do you stay up with the college kids, you know, how much do you keep tabs on who the Eagles might draft and how different does it, my gosh, how different does it feel? I can't imagine these drafts matter to you year after year after year, 15 years, and now suddenly it's a different, a completely different side that you're looking at it from. How mm-hmm. interested have you been watching the college kids?
Well, you know what? It's similar to how I am as a leader. Just wanting to, man, who we going to pour into this year? Like, who we going to get to see? And,
sure.
you know, whoever we get, you like, okay. I can see him coming in right away. You know, or I can see certain stuff that you're going to have to work on. But I am going to still look at it from that point of view on just, man, because I know I'm going to still be in there. I want to know them guys. I want to know. You know, I want to help them in any way that I can. Still, for me, I'm just want to continue to just keep recreating myself on, you know, what's next. And, you know, I kind of got some ideas, but, you know, but still had this time and use this time wisely. So I'm not in a rush to make that decision just yet, but I just know that I am going to play close attention to the draft because I am going to be in there around that time.
Good stuff. Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. BG with us here, Brandon Graham on WIP. Reminder, May 5th, Brandon Graham Day, BG Day here on WIP. Coverage all day. We're going to be honoring Brandon all through the day. Former teammates obviously joining us and the whole deal as we honor Brandon's legendary career. That night you can attend an event that we are going to have at the Colonial Theater right there in Phoenixville called BG Live. BG will be right there. As Andy, I'm going to give you Andy from Deptford a shout out. We live, we hot. BG will be live. He'll be there on the Colonial Theater stage.
What did you just say?
Why would you do that?
Why?
Because you saw me going no right away.
Because it says BG live. I mean, BG's live. BG's hot. You know, we live, we hot. Brandon, it's going to be quite a night, and people can get tickets right now at 94WIP.com. So, Brandon, you said earlier, about 5 minutes ago, you said that you want to be, you know, more than a football player. And you want to do something far more, you know, far more great. Greater is what you said. What do you think you want to do? Obviously, you got a lot of possibilities. What would you like to do up ahead?
Well, honestly, man, you know, this is of course an option for me. You know, talking with you guys, having fun on every week. You know, the ups and downs, us talking about, you know, our predictions on who we think what's gonna happen, all that stuff. I could see myself taking off in that role. Of course, you know, I want to, right now I'm looking at it in a sense to go, you know, intern, do some stuff that I ain't never really got to go do or go shadow one of my friends to kind of see how his daily life is, how New York, like just all this fun stuff, that I can really go do that I normally don't get. And, that's where I'm at right now. I'm setting myself up, you know, by taking meetings, talking with people in this space of what we're doing right now. And then, of course, you know, just doing different things that now that I got time, I'm going to visit my guys and going to support them like they supported me on stuff that's happening for them.
I got really fat, Brandon. I put on a lot of weight when I got done playing because I just kept eating like I was a football player, going to be going back uh-huh. out there and training every day. But I wasn't training anymore. Do you consciously go into this new era with a plan, you know, for staying in shape? And guys go one way or the other. You know, guys you either blow up like I did. I went up over 3 bills twice, I think.
Yep.
And other guys, a lot of times the big, nasty, like the O-linemen, they get super skinny. Which way are you going to go? And are you planning this out?
Well, I'm already on that CrossFit stuff right now, getting ready, trying to slim out. Trying to you know, make sure that I get stay in habit of you know, just working out, because right now the best thing that happened was me getting hurt again, because I'm up there every day rehabbing and working out, and then it just keep me in habit of that. And I know I got a gym at home. Once I get set up where I'm not in the building as much, you know, I start working out at home, because I do got my wife. You know, we talked about it, and I do got to change my change of scenery, because I'm so used to training for something when I'm in there. You know, sure. Training to get to yeah. a game and training to stay in shape so that I can look good on the field and all that stuff. So I am going to do a change of scenery as far as, you know, working out at home and having my trainer come to the house. But at the same time, you know, I'm still going to be around. But man, I think I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to slim out. Cause nice. I do like looking good. I ain't trying to buy no more clothes. I ain't really trying to lose too much weight to where I got to buy some more clothes, but I do want to be healthy, you know, at yeah. the same time. It's then important. I want people to lose their bets that they got on me.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Svelte BG. It sounds good to me. So we've been hearing some things about that. Some of the other edge rushers who aren't retired, possibly having an interest, or the Eagles in them. TJ Watt, Trey Hendrickson. If you could choose one or the other, who do you choose for the Eagles, Brandon?
I think that's easy. TJ for sure. TJ, because I like both their games. What's the name? Always he just TJ just the guy, man. He's been consistent, yeah. real consistent, always leading the league in sacks. And I mean, you just hope to get him still in that prime, because you know how many times we done got guys coming in. It's like, what happened? Like what? Like, you know what I'm saying?
yeah.
Like, you know, like my boy Nnamdi, you know, it's just crazy coming in. He was balling. And it just sucked that it didn't go so well over here. Stuff like that, you know?
Sure.
And so you just, if I had to go with one, I'm going to go with TJ, because, I mean, you're going to get a guy that you see that pop up on film each and every game. And, I mean, man, he'd be embarrassing people out there. And so, I mean, I know how we're going to bring the right people in So that would be my guy.
Brandon, when the draft happens next week, you think you're going to sit there and watch a good portion of it and just relax and enjoy that?
Yeah. I think the first day we're going to be, I don't know. Like, this is me talking. I think we might trade out, you know what I'm saying, get more picks, or we could trade up, depending on how many, like, because we got 20 in the next couple years. And so it's just like, I think those, either you're going to really like some guys or you're going to try to add some more value where you could get a lot of other guys that you really like and that might be hits, but, you know, you don't got to spend as much for them.
What's your style? What's your style? See, I like the idea of trading up. If I had my way, I'd trade up. I'd go get that big name guy early in the first round. If you're the GM, Brandon, are you the type who, I don't know, New England Patriots it and trades back out of the first round every year, or do you go for the gusto?
Well, I think they should be getting paid a little more this year if they've been trading back, you know, and that's their style. They should be trying to be more aggressive, which I feel they have been this year, getting Milton and a lot of other guys, paying a lot of guys. Normally you don't see the Patriots paying a lot of people, you know, like that, like they did.
It's all spend. So that's for sure.
I think now is the time where you've been trading out. Now you got a lot of value. Now you got to really make sure that you picking great value of guys. And so it's still, you got to pick them. You still got to get them. And I think
no question.
And Howie, I trust on whatever he do. I just can't wait to watch it.
BG with us right now. BG Day on WIP coming up in May 5th. That's about three weeks from now. And that night is going to be BG Live. And it's going to be a one-night-only special event. It's going to be in Phoenixville at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. You can get tickets. They're right there at 94WIP.com. It's right there on the website, 94WIP.com. Get yourself tickets and come hang out with BG. It's going to be really a memorable evening sharing stories on Brandon's career. You know, BG, with you hanging up the cleats and the shoulder pads and the jersey and the whole deal, what do you think you will miss most about being an active player? There's so many aspects to the whole thing. What do you think you'll miss the most?
I think that daily walk of coming outside, getting ready for practice, and we got to, and it's that hard day, but maybe I'm feeling good on that hard day, and I know I got some people because I know that they tired and they ain't trying to go to work, and then I'm gonna have to surprise them when they see me with a bunch of energy.
Are you gonna be a practice All American?
I was always trying to be that because I didn't want my coach getting on me talking about me in the meetings.
Yeah, so, that's so good.
But I am gonna miss that walking out, talking to the O line, talking to Lane, saying what I'm gonna do, even if it don't happen. Some days it's more of just getting everybody riled up or trying to give them some of that positive energy I got. And then sometimes it's other people giving me that energy, talking stuff to me because I done talk so much every day. They finally get, you see a chance where I'm kind of quiet because I'm kind of tired for real. And they like, nah, I don't want to hear that. I'm like, hey, and thank you for whipping me back. So all that little stuff, man, because that stuff matter. This year was a testament to that because everybody just brought it, man, and there wasn't no egos involved. I mean, of course, we had stuff we had to go through this year, but I just felt like everybody knew that we had an opportunity to go do some great, to have a great moment.
And you seized it. Yeah, you guys seized it for sure. You know, Brandon, make sure those young guys still listen to you, man. I know Nolan Smith and Jordan Davis and all those dudes, they're going to be veterans someday, but they don't have the wisdom of BG, so make sure you're still in their ear. You know what I'm saying?
I trust them boys, man. They seen what it took every day. Now they got to just make that choice every day to do it. And when it get hard, of course, you know, we're going to be in there trying to talk with them and do little stuff that they need. But I feel like Nolan, he growing up now. He got to grow up real fast even more because he the leader of that room. He the oldest so far, or maybe not. But the one that's playing, he the starter. You know what I'm saying? He got to be the one to go out there and show them boys how to work like he's been doing, and don't get too full because of what you just earned on a championship level. Go get some more. You know, you got to stay hungry. Keep that chip on your shoulder.
Brandon, can you talk about that? We were talking earlier about the Georgia players. You know, right now with Azeez Ojulari on the roster, I think there's seven Georgia players on the active roster, the Eagles. This is a new idea. What do you make of it? What your experience as a player? You'd been in the league for, you know, 13 years, 14 years before you experienced having, you know, half a college team on your pro team. What do you make of it? And do you think that this is something that Howie's onto that other teams are going to try to emulate?
Hey, you know what? When you come into the league, it's about you trying to figure out how to bridge the gap from college to pro, and what to expect. Because when you know what to expect going in, you can kind of prepare a little bit,
yeah.
You know, prepare your mind and stuff like that.
It makes it so much easier. Slows things down almost when you know what to expect.
It really do, because now you got peers that you play with, and then you don't want to be the one that look bad in front of all them other ones, because you know they know what you could do. They see what you brought every day. So you trying to make sure that you continue to keep doing that. And when you don't have some of the guys that you normally play with or, you know, familiar faces, sometimes you can get away with stuff that that normally you don't get away with a lot of guys that you work with. Eventually, people will find you, because they watch you every day and see you. But I think those guys coming in, they was confident in their game right away, because they have familiar faces to lean on in them hard times.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, for sure. BG right now. All right, BG, last week when you talked, you know, as you did about working out and all that, you know, some of us were wondering, is he going to come back? Does he want to come back? It sounds to me, based on what you said in the first 5 minutes of this, you sound really at peace with your decision to retire. Is that a fair way to put it?
Oh, yeah, I'm at peace, man. You know, I just seen her segment before. I was just, you know me, man, it ain't nothing going on right now. I just wanted to talk some stuff.
You know, people picked up on it. By the way, people would be us, by the way.
Yeah, I knew I could throw some bait out there and get them talking. But that's why I laughed when Hugh had said what he said. I was like, I get it, Hugh. I ain't having no hard time. I'm really just more of just trying to enjoy the journey of the hard parts of, man, now I got a week, man, before I got to move my locker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those little things. But I am happy with my decision, man. I really do feel the game don't owe me anything, and I don't owe the game nothing. I mean, I've proven myself on the pick. Thankful that things turned around. Happy for the success of others that we wanted, and that we all, you know, had some success in our own way. And for me, I'm just thankful to be a part of this, because you know, especially the journey of when people wasn't believing, we changed it, you know, and we went out there and we worked, and that's what it gets you. Hard work gets you that, and it's gonna help me in my next endeavors every day. Just the journey, talk to yourself in a positive way other than the negative, you know, because it ain't gonna help you, but I know it's hard. Deal with it. All that stuff, man, the fun part of a team, that you got the hard parts of the team, all that stuff, man, because it ain't easy every day. I'm sure y'all don't want to come to work some days, but you got to, hey, this for my family. Hey, I got to do this. And then eventually sometimes some funny stuff happened in the day.
Yep.
And, man, you be hyped that you came, hyped that you finished the workout, because you wasn't ready for the workout in the beginning. But now, man, I'm so happy at the end I did that, because, whew, I didn't feel like it, but I did it. So,
well, wise, you know, words, BG. And I'll tell you this, man, because obviously you got a million things up ahead that you can do. I'll just tell you one. I'm sure you've already thought of it. I mean, you're going to be phenomenal in the corporate speaking scene, you know, talking to corporations to pay you and bring you in for leadership sessions and talking to employees. I mean, you know, I think I go for many millions of us when I say we find you to be very inspirational. And those words you just said there about fighting through a tough day and getting to the finish line and feeling good when you can look back and know that you got through it, even though it wasn't your favorite day going in. There's a lot of wisdom there, man. I mean, Brandon, we really not only care about you, but I want you to know we really admire you a lot.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate y'all, because y'all have helped me so much in just everything, realizing even during the hard with the stuff that I had to deal with, it was for my own good, because it prepared me for when it did get hard again. Hey, it's only, hey, you've been way worse. Come on, baby. Like, just keep going. Don't look at TV if you can't handle it right now. Get off that Twitter or that Instagram if you can't handle the comments right now. Eventually it die down, then you get back to work. You know, but I know it's easier said than done when you're in that situation and you the one that was the cause of the riffraff and all the stuff that happened. But man, now I know I don't pay attention to it as much as I used to, because some stuff don't need to be paid attention to, because it's, you know, it's not for me. It's, you know, for the viewers or whatever, but it ain't for me. But, you know, I just enjoy y'all, enjoy this journey, man, and I can't wait to see what they do and who is the next one that's coming out, because Eagles ain't done yet, baby. They
that's
ain't
right.
never be done.
That's right.
Nah.
That's so true. And Brandon, you're never going to be done either. I mean, you know, I know up ahead for you, you got national capabilities and possibilities with the broadcasting thing, and maybe you bump Strahan out and, you know, get on that show. But just know, man, from our standpoint, WIP, you know we want to have you involved any way you can, man. Any way you have time and interest, WIP door is always there for you, man. You know that.
Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate y'all, because I know that, trust me, I'm trying to make sure that I take care of the ones that took care of me. And, you know, we going to always figure it out. So I'm always Philly. And y'all know that. And I'm going to be part of something this year. Just trying to take my time, because we still won the Super Bowl, baby. It ain't over yet till I get that ring. When I get that ring, baby, then we can talk about the 2025.
So true. All right, Brandon, last thing here. And, again, it's BG Day coming up on May 5th and BG Live that night, a big event at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. So, Brandon, tell us about that night. And, you know, I know you'll have some stories in your back pocket of some behind-the-scenes stuff that, you know, maybe some fans have never heard before, but I got to imagine you're looking forward to a couple hundred of your biggest fans right there in the Colonial Theater as we celebrate you that evening.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be a lot of love from my part and the fans, and, you know, thankful that, you know, y'all even doing it for me. You know, I can appreciate it. I can just appreciate the people that's gonna be there, the people that's listening always, and, you know, the love that you get when you out. And you hear people that love WIP and always talking, man, make sure that you stay on. We love hearing you. It just gives me motivation to just keep inspiring, and just know that people that's listening, all the people that's around, we all inspiration. We all got our people that's looking up to us, that's watching us every day. Just make sure you're giving them something to look forward to, to really get motivated by, because that's all this really is. It's us leading each other through this journey until we go. And then, you know, the next generation come in, and hopefully they learn from the best, so that they can continue the tradition, or not even tradition, but their way of how they go about life, and just all that stuff. But I'm excited to have that day to remember some stuff that maybe I forgot. You know what I'm saying? So to see some stuff that I forgot, some moments, because you can't remember every play until you see it again. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Or you just forgot about it, really.
Dude, you played in 206 regular season games. You the most of any player in the history of this organization. It's incredible. Incredible. Man. Thank you, Brandon.
Plus you endured 3 years of Chip Kelly, and that's extra service time. Hey, Brandon, we will celebrate you more on May 5th. Again, everyone, you can be there. 94WIP.com is where you can get tickets right now. It's the Colonial Theater that night. And look, it's going to be an amazing day. Brandon, we'll talk about all the stories, you know, that night and that day on the show. And it's just going to be special. So two things to say at the end, man. First, congratulations on an absolutely epic career. And second, I echo what John just said, and I know I can say this on behalf of everyone listening. We thank you for your phenomenal contribution to not only the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Philadelphia sports culture. You, Brandon, made, and I know will continue to make, a monumental difference, and we truly love you, man.
No, love y'all, too. Appreciate y'all. Hey, let's go get us another one, baby. We're going to do it together. Let's get it.
You got it, bud. Amen. May 5, we'll see you, Brandon. Enjoy the next couple weeks, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks, BJ.
All right, talk to y'all.
Thanks, all right, BG. There he is, Brandon Graham. How about it? May 5th. Seltzer, are you going to be there?
I can't wait. Yeah.
Ray, are you going to May 5? May 5?
Of course I am. Okay,
Richie?
Not for
Cinco
you.
De Mayo.
I'm the only one on the show who has a BG jersey.
That's not true.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah. Well, I got Zoe has one.
All right,
so close enough.
Family, you bought it.
I got
it.
Zoe one. That's her only jersey. It's a
bad.
BG jersey.
Not
yeah.
bad. Right.
It's my favorite player of all time.
Yep.
That's great stuff, man. Well, look, we're going to have a lot of fun. More fun with Brandon, because obviously that was just a half an hour that we just did there with him. But that day, we're gonna crank it up for many, 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 many hours. And it will be fun to bring on the various guests through the day. Can Ike get Andy Reid on, who drafted him? I don't know. Maybe.
Andy loves WIP so much.
Yeah. Will John Ritchie use his NFL pull to get Earl Thomas on to say, like, I don't know what to tell you, man, but you started strong and finished weak, and BG started weak.
That's a great sell to get him to come on.
And finished stronger.
Hey, Earl, can you come on so we can rip you and tell you how happy we are that BG is not you?
It really was a tale of two different.
It was. I mean, because Earl Thomas definitely had
he was great.
It was like the turtle and the hare. You know, he's like way out in front, and then all of a sudden, BG just kept trucking along.
No question. So May 5th, it's going to be quite a day. All right, coming up in 1 minute, we get right back to the phone calls on the Phils, on Brandon Graham, on the draft, right back to the calls in 1 minute.
Look at you. Your life is under control. Errands done. Groceries got. It's a good time for a reward. You know the one, your favorite tasty cake treat. Is it the delicious crimpet? Or the mouth-watering candy cake. No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
All right, right on back to the phones we go. Let's talk to Vince right now in Harrisburg. Good morning, Vince. Vince McMahon. Vince Papali. Vince is out of here. Let's talk to David. He's calling from Wilmington. Good morning, David.
What's going on, guys? Hey, Joe, I'm having a T-ball practice on Thursday night if you want to come out and get some work in, buddy.
Well, that I can hit. I'm pretty good at T-ball. You know, lack of movement with the pitch favors my game.
It's like your free throws.
It's kind of like my free throws. Yeah, it's a controlled environment.
Middleton's got to call Thompson into the office. He should have pinch hit in the bottom of the fourth inning with two guys on and no outs.
You know, he talked after the game about considering the Rojas at bat in the sixth inning. Here's one of the problems though. If it's like an off day for Marsh, like soak your head off, then what do you do?
He soaks his head on the on days is the problem. You know,
I know, but you know what I'm saying. I know, right? It's tempting to want to remove Rojas, of course, but.
He's a worse hitter than Marsh. If that's possible.
You got a lack of bullets out there right now.
I don't know. If you ask me, I'd just be starting Sosa out there in the center and just let it ride.
Man, the guy.
That was my thought, and I was wrong.
You can't play him in center now. I mean, barely knew how to play left. He made a great catch. There's natural ability there, but he clearly doesn't know how to play the outfield.
Well, I'll tell you what
level.
This week is. This week is grab a glove. Go out with Bobby Dickerson or whoever.
Yeah, be outfield guy.
And shag a lot of fly balls and work on it. Because I'll tell you this, David. While I don't think Sosa in center field is a viable option right now, 2 to 4 weeks from now, if everyone else is continuing to struggle and Sosa proves to the coaching staff behind the scenes he can handle it, I mean, I'm open to ideas. I mean, if Crawford's not until the summer, and we don't even know that it's June, could be July, could be August, we have no idea. And probably they don't know, because it's in part going to be based on how he plays in April and May in the minor leagues. So if Crawford is sometime out there down the road, and they got to connect the dots for 2 to 3 to 4 months, they might need door number three.
What about door number four?
Trade?
No. Put your first baseman back out in the outfield.
Well, that doesn't stop center field, though.
No, but you move Kepler. You said James before he has played it before.
You feel good at Kepler at center, James?
No, I don't.
But it's something to consider or not?
I mean, he can exist out there, you know? I mean, but I don't feel good about it.
All right, I take back door number four.
All right, David, I'm sorry, buddy. We cut you off. Go ahead.
It's all good. I mean, I don't know why he waited to the bottom of the eighth inning to finally pinch hit for him. At that point, he just should have let Rojas get another at-bat in with two outs in the bottom of the eighth.
Well, he probably has seen enough. All right, David, give me an answer for a famous quote.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah, that's a big one. FDR.
Huge.
Inaugural. No question. Very big answer right there.
So Kepler has played 92 games in center field in his career. So he has played out there.
Okay.
But he is not good center fielder.
I'll go back to what I said. I'm open to ideas, guys.
He's better than what we have.
Agree. Now, the caveat is he hasn't played it since 2022. And
yeah,
in
that
year,
he subbed in three
games in 2022. And then in 2021, he played in 22 games. And then two in 2020. And then in 2019, 2018, he played the vast majority of his games.
Let me put it this way. I'm getting ready to bring Garrett Stubbs up from the minor leagues and make him the center fielder.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. Yeah, you're right. Who cares at this point?
It is a wasteland out there. All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours and a lot of calls up ahead next on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook and obviously how you can get in on all the action, all the betting action with sports with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/Hammer. FanDuel is always in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. They're giving all customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. $250 in bonus bets. Obviously, you can apply it with the NBA playoffs. Cranking up here this week. Play-in tournament, that whole deal. But find the bet or bets that works for you. Can be player props, can be who's going to win a game, can be who's going to win the championship. I mean, all sorts of options are there at FanDuel.com/Hammer. Obviously, the hockey playoffs about to get going as well. And baseball, day by day. It's all available for you at FanDuel.com/Hammer. So get in on the action and the play-in tournament as it occurs the next few days at FanDuel.com/Hammer. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by, let me get to this here. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Taiwan. Taiwan who? Taiwan a new pitcher and a center fielder and a manager and a third baseman and a left fielder.
That was pretty good. The only thing you could have done different is paused and let us jump in after you said knock, knock, because we would have. But anyway, well done.
The fact that JT just struck out and Topper didn't even show any emotion is just egregious to me. He needs to be in the umpire's face, showing support for his ballplayers, because the rest of the ballplayers are falling flat right now. Let's go, guys.
Yeah, I think that stuff matters. I do.
Let's not forget that if Joe DeCamera was the commissioner of baseball, he would applaud bad umpires for keeping things interesting. Yeah. The Hammer wants Topper to run out of the dugout, but maybe he was just enjoying the show.
He likes consternation.
Correct.
He likes bad calls. He likes the wrong team winning.
Anger, disappointment, frustration, bewilderment, second and third, no out. Lead off double, no out. We cannot put the ball on the ground unless your name is Harper, Schwarber, or Castellanos. Put the doggone ball on the ground. The time is not theirs.
Oh. Yeah, no, they're struggling. There's no question. And then with that, time's yours. We shut it down. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. Let's round these things out. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer. Starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question as it relates to the Eagles. Which is more important for the Eagles to draft with their first pick? John, is it best player available or player at a position of need?
I have no idea how people feel about this. I'm going to guess it's close to 50-50, but that the best player wins.
Best player does win. Two-thirds, 67%. It's just not true, though. I mean, there are some players.
It should say best player at a position of need, because that's the truth.
I don't think they'll take a wide receiver. Let me give you that example.
Best player at a position of need. That's what it ends up being.
That's what it ends up being.
Yeah.
Almost always. Not always, but almost always. Best player at a position of need, but we didn't have that choice. All right. Second poll question. We got a Phillies question related to the robot umps. Should MLB have robot umps for balls and strikes? John, how do you think people voted?
Especially after last night. 74% say yes.
75.
Nailed it.
Wow. Well done. Rhea, you for robot umps?
Yes.
And James, I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
So we're three quarters here.
Here we go.
What is wrong with you?
Well, it's, you know.
John, consternation.
John McEnroe yelling at the
Last night we had an opportunity, and we didn't get any consternation.
And he would have gotten thrown out, right, James?
Okay, exactly.
I agree.
With that rule, I looked it up. You are correct. Okay. With that rule, doesn't that make it even more meaningful to go to robot umps? Because they don't hurt you anymore anyway. You know what I mean? Like, what you're looking for happens less because of this rule.
Oh, clearly.
Right. So, why is that a reason to not do something that's better for the game?
Well, I would like the manager to know that you can get out there and, you know, support the team. And by the way, by extension, that entertains the fans. Not that that's his job to do, but it does. It is fun. Guys, there's nothing better than Bo blowing up at the umps. That was the best thing. In those 4 years, that was the best thing going for the Phillies.
Nothing's better than when a person who doesn't blows up.
They still blow up. Here's the thing. In the
Charlie
minors,
had a couple of good ones, too, by
with
the way.
The robo ump, they still fight the calls. There's still consternation. They still get in faces.
I don't buy it.
And yeah, and managers are still getting kicked out of games. So your whole point is pointless.
Okay. Well, we'll see someday because there'll probably be an MLB next year, but I don't buy it. Last poll question. Who frustrated you the most last night? All right, John, our three choices were Rojas, Taiwan, and the home plate ump.
Yeah, and the home plate ump has to win this thing.
He doesn't, and he finishes in last place.
No!
But this is
Rojas?
Really, really close. Taiwan got more votes than I expected.
About as close as a three-way poll's ever going to get here, yeah.
That says a lot about how people feel about Taiwan, and he seems like such a nice guy.
I know, but that and a bag of chips gets me a bag of chips.
<You're right. laughs> How you play is what matters. It really matters the most.
Rojas, 35%. Taiwan, 34%. The umpire, 31%.
Wow, that's crazy.
We got to quickly award the comedian tickets to someone who called in with the great famous quote. So we had a lot of the biggest one historically would be the FDR one from a presidential standpoint, first inaugural, and what was that, 32? The Jackie Robinson quote. I couldn't write them all down as they were coming in, but that was a great one. Also, remind me what was the nature of that quote?
It's like today we all wear four, or tomorrow we can all wear 42 or whatever. It's something like that. I don't want to get it wrong.
But it's a beautiful quote. It is. I mean, I did like for funny the one about I quit smoking hundreds
it's
of times.
Great quote. Very funny. Great quote.
The Mark Twain one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mark Twain had the best.
I quit.
That was the best reaction we had today. Yeah. I think.
I mean,
but the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
No, but hold on. But I'll just say this. Here was our thing today. It wasn't most famous quote. It was best famous quote, of which I would say Mark Twain is the best famous quote.
It's really funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, I'm good with that. It was the best thing I heard today.
Because it wasn't famous.
Yeah, we didn't say most famous.
We said best famous.
Okay.
I think the Mark Twain thing is the best famous. So congrats goes out to Paul with the winning answer, courtesy of Mark Twain. Hey, everyone have a phenomenal rest of the day. Phils, do us a favor, guys. Get a W up on the board. My God. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joe and you, they are up next.